Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees together and holding them by the hand informed them humbly, "You are all more dear to me than my life. I can give up my life, but to give you up is difficult for me. You are all my friends, and you have properly executed the duties of friends by bringing me here to Jagannath Puri and giving me the chance to see Lord Jagannath in his presence. And now, I want to beg for you one bit of charity. Please give me permission to leave for a tour of South India. I shall go and search out my elder brother Vishu. Please forgive me, but I want to go alone. I do not wish to take anyone with me. Until I return from Setabandhu, which is the very southern tip, all you dear friends should remain here in Jagannath Puri. Knowing everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aware already that Vishwarupa had already passed away. A pretense of ignorance was required so that he could go to South India and liberate all the people there. Upon hearing this message, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy. And they remained silent. They could not say anything because Mahaprabhu had expressed his desire to go. But they were not happy to hear of that desire. They remained silent with their faces. Nityananda Prabhu then said, "How is it possible for you to go alone? Who can tolerate this? Let one or two of us go with you. Otherwise, you may fall into the clutches of thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whoever goes with you, may be whoever you like. But two persons should go with you." "Indeed," Nityananda Prabhu said, "I know all the paths to the different places of pilgrimage in South India. Just order me, and I shall go with you." And the Lord replied, "I am simply a dancer. And you pull the strings. However you pull the wires to make me dance, I shall dance in that way." After accepting the sannyas order, I decided to go to Vrindavan, but you took me instead to the house of Advaita Charja. While on the way to Jagannath Puri, you broke my sannyas danda. I know that all of you have great affection for me, but such things disturb me. Jagannanda, he wants me to enjoy sense gratification, and out of fear, I do whatever he asks. And if sometimes I do anything against his desire out of anger, he will not talk to me for 3 days. And being a sannyasi, it is my duty to lie down on the ground and bathe 3 times a day, even during the winter. But Mukunda becomes unhappy when he sees my severe austerities. Of course, Mukunda does not say anything. But I know that he's very unhappy within. And upon seeing him unhappy, I become twice as unhappy. Although I'm in the renounced order of life, and Damodar is a brahmachari, he still keeps a stick in his hand just to educate me. And according to Damodar, I'm still a neophyte as far as social etiquette is concerned. And therefore, he does not like my independent nature. Damodar Pandit and others are more advanced in receiving the mercy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, they are independent of public opinion. As such, they want me to enjoy myself and sense gratification, even though it is unethical that I do so. But since I'm a poor sannyasi, I cannot abandon the duties of the renounced order. Therefore, I follow them strictly. Therefore, you all should remain here in the Lachan, Jagannath Puri, for some days, while I tour the sacred places of pilgrimage of the South all by myself alone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was criticizing his devotees. He was tasting their good, loving qualities. Those qualities controlled him. No one could properly describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees. He always tolerated all kinds of personal unhappiness resulting from his acceptance of the renounced order. The regulative principles of sannyas that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed were sometimes intolerable, very austere, very difficult, and all the devotees became greatly affected by seeing them. Although strictly observing the regulative principles, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the unhappiness of his devotees' experience. Therefore, to prevent them from accompanying him and becoming unhappy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared their good qualities as false. The Lord wanted to tour all the places of pilgrimage alone and strictly observe the duties of the renounced order. Four devotees. Then insisted that they go with the Lord. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, he did not accept their request. Finally, Nityananda Prabhu said, "Whatever you order me, that is my duty. Regardless of whether it results in happiness or distress, yet will humbly submit before you one petition. Please consider it, and if you think it proper, please accept it. You must take with you your copins, loincloth, external clothes, and a water pot. You should take nothing more than this. Since your two hands will always be engaged in chanting, counting the holy names, how will you be able to carry the water pot and external garments?" Now here, we will read some of Srila Prabhupada's purport. From this verse, it is clear that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the holy names a fixed number of times daily. The Goswamis used to follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Haridas Thakur also followed this principle. Concerning the Goswamis, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Srinivasa Charja confirmed Sankyapurvika Namagana Natibhi. In addition to their other duties, Sankhya means counting, they would always chant every day a prescribed number of rounds, and they would count them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the system of chanting the holy name of the Lord a fixed number of times daily, as confirmed in this verse, Tomara Dui Hasta Badila Namagarani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to count on his fingers. Well, one hand was engaged in chanting, the other hand kept the number of rounds. Therefore, devotees in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must chant at least 16 rounds daily. And this is the number prescribed by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Haridas Thakur daily chanted 300,000 names. 16 rounds is about 28,000 names. There is no need to imitate Haridas Thakur or the other Goswamis, but chanting the holy name a fixed number of times every day is essential for every devotee. Along the way, while you are chanting, what will happen if you fall unconscious in ecstatic love of God? Who will protect your belongings, the water pot, the garments, and so forth? Here is a simple Brahmana named Krishnadas. Please accept him and take him with you. That is my request. He will carry your water pot. He will carry your garments. You may do whatever you like. He will not say one word. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the request of Nityananda Prabhu. Then he went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. As soon as he entered his house, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered the Lord his obeisances and a place to sit, an asana. And after seating all the others, the Bhattacharya took his own seat. After they had discussed various topics about Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and listen to the way that Mahaprabhu speaks. I have come to your place just to receive your order. My elder brother Vishwarup has taken sannyas and gone to South India. Now I must go and search for him. Please permit me to go, for I must tour South India. With your permission, I shall soon return happily. Sweet way of speaking. Give me your order. I'm going to South India. Please permit me to go, and with your blessings, I will return very happily. So he left it very sweet. Such a sweet way of dealing. Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very agitated in his mind. Catching hold of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this reply that was full of the sorrow that was in his heart. After many births, due to my pious activities that I must have committed at some time, finally, I have gotten your association. Now, Providence, my fate, is breaking this invaluable association. If a thunderbolt falls on my head, or if my own son leaves this world, I can tolerate it. But I cannot endure the unhappiness of your separation. My dear Lord, you are the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Certainly you will be. It is your desire. Still, I ask you to stay here a few days more so I can see your lotus feet. Upon hearing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's heartfelt request, Kanyama Prabhu relented. What does relented mean? He gave up his own desire to please his devotee. And he stayed for a few days longer and he did not depart. The Bhattacharya eagerly invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and fed him very nicely. And after staying for 5 days at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally asked his permission to depart for South India. And after receiving the Bhattacharya's blessing, permission, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. And he took Bhattacharya with him. And seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also begged his permission. The priest then immediately delivered prasad in a garland to Lord Chaitanya. And thus receiving Lord Jagannath's permission in the form of prasadam and garland, Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances. Anandi Dakshinadesh. Chale Gaura Hari. What is the meaning? With greatness.
What it sounds.
Chale Gaura Hari.
Yes, immediately. With greatness. He departed, began to depart.
Accompanied by his personal associates, he saw Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the altar of Jagannath. He then departed to South India. He went along the path to Alavana, which was located on the seashore. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave the following order to Gopinathacharya: bring the 4 sets of kopins and outer garments I kept to keep at home, and bring some prasad of Lord Jagannath. You may carry these things with the help of some brahmanas. Then, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then requested Lord Chaitanya, you are going to South India and there is someone very special that I want you to meet. Before I misunderstood this person who worked as an ambassador, the governor of the province on behalf of southern province, who worked on behalf of Maharaj Pratapurudra. Before I misunderstood him, I did not understand how exalted he was. But after meeting you, now I understand the position of Sri Ramananda Roy. I request that you don't neglect him, thinking that he's a kayasta, a sudra, a lesser class, and he's a governor engaged in material activities. It is my request that you meet him without fail. He is the right person to get your association. If you speak with him, you see how glorious he is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request that he meet Ramananda Roy, and bidding him farewell, the Lord embraced. Performing his devotional service at home. And the Lord wished to return again to Jagannath Puri by the mercy and blessings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted, falling to the ground. Bulsova Mama Bhattacharya fainted. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take notice of him. He did not stop. He left quickly. Who can understand the mind and intention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the nature of the mind of a great person. Sometimes he is as soft as a flower, but at other times he is as hard as a thunderbolt. Lord Nityananda Prabhu raised Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya from the ground, and with the help of his men, he brought him to this land. Immediately, all the devotees came and they partook of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. And afterwards, Gopinatha Charja came with the garments and the prasad that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had sent him to bring to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the devotees then followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a place known as Alalana. And there, they all offered respects and prayers and a great ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance and chant. And all the neighbors from that area came and saw him. And all around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was known as Gaurahari, people began to shout loudly the name of Krishna.
Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!
They did not chant mechanically because they were told to, but rather they were so inspired because they had not just eaten breakfast. Because they were in Mahaprabhu's association and they were so inspired by his ecstasy, they began to loudly call out the name of Krishna!
Krishna! Krishna!
And Lord Chaitanya, immersed in his usual ecstasy of love, danced in the middle. The body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was naturally very beautiful. It was like molten gold dressed in saffron cloth. Indeed, he was most beautiful because his ornaments were his ecstatic symptoms, which caused his hair to stand on end and tears to come pouring from his eyes and his body to tremble and perspire all over. Everyone that was present was astonished to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and his bodily transformations. And whoever came and saw him did not want to return home. Everyone, including old men and women and
children,
began to dance and chant the holy name of Sri Krishna and Gopal. Now we should hear a little bit of chanting of the holy name of Sri Krishna and Gopal from the children. All those who are children, raise your hand. Okay. I mean, the big ones and little ones. Okay, we'll go for the little ones now. Okay, Sri Krishna and Gopal, ready? And you too, we'll include you in for the purpose of this. And you too. No, no. Where is Rishi? Okay, Sri Krishna Gopal, ready?
Sri Krishna Gopal.
It was something like that when they were chanting. But I didn't hear you.
Sri Krishna.
But they had their hands in the air and they were very ecstatic and happy because they were chanting the names of Sri Krishna Gopal. Yes! Sri Krishna Gopal, now isn't the time to be shy, it's the time to be ecstatic. Sri Krishna Gopal! Okay. The adults.
Sri Krishna Gopal!
And upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda made a prediction that later there would be dancing and getting late, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the spiritual master, invented a means to disperse the crowd. And when Lord Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch at noon, everyone came running around them. Why did they come running around? Why did they gather all around?
Because what? Yes, why were they excited? Very good answer. Why were they excited?
He's all attractive.
He's so attractive. He was beautiful and decorated with ecstatic symptoms. And no one had ever seen anything like this before. And he was chanting ecstatically the name of Krishna. The ecstasy was coming from him and spreading everywhere. And after finishing their bath, they returned at noon to the temple, Alalana. Let's go to Alalana. Yes, very wonderful place. Admitting his own men, Sri Nityananda Prabhu closed the outside door.
Gopinath Acharya brought the prasadam from Lord Jagannath for the two to eat, and after they ate, the remnants of the food were distributed to all the devotees. And hearing about this, everyone came to the outside door and they began chanting, Hari,
Hari, Hari, Hari.
And after lunch, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them open the door. In this way, everyone received his darshan with great pleasure. And the people came and went till the evening, and all of them became Vaishnava devotees and began to chant and dance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then passed the night there and discussed the pastimes of Krishna with his devotees with great pleasure. The next morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his tour of South India. He bade farewell to the devotees by embracing them, and although they fell to the ground unconscious, the Lord did not turn to see them, but he proceeded onward. But the Lord was feeling separation. He became very disturbed due to that and walked on alone. Carrying his water pot, but he was unhappy. All the devotees remained there, but they would not eat. They fasted. But the next day, they all unhappily returned to Jagannath Puri. Almost like a mad lion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mata Singha Praya, Praya means almost a mad lion. He went on his tour filled with ecstatic love, performing sankirtan. He was chanting Krishna's names as he went as follows. And this is the mood of the traveling preacher. May I use the cartoons for this? But then what will you play? I'll take these. Play along, okay? You play along too.
Krishna, 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 Krish
Protect me, if you don't care for me, I have nothing, no one. Living life as if it's time to leave this world. What will we hold on to at that time? What will we hold on to?
Nothing, except Krishna, if we have Krishna.
If we have Krishna, practice. Because we tend to have so many supports that are durasraya, pashanapi na pashati, that are guaranteed to fail us. And yet we lean on them and we think they are our shelters. So this life is practice for that. Dolabha manusha janma tarappa dhruva martadam. Chanting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaura Hari went on his way, and as soon as he saw someone, he would request him, chant, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
And whoever heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant, Hari, Hari, also chanted the holy name of Lord Hari and Krishna. In this way, they all followed the Lord, eager to see him. After some time, the Lord would embrace these people and bid them to return home. By his embrace and by his order, he invested them, filled them with spiritual potency. Srila Prabhupada's purpose. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this spiritual potency is the essence of the pleasure potency and the eternity potency. That means Ladini Sambit. By these two potencies, one is empowered with devotional service. But Krishna himself or his representative, the unalloyed devotee, can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon any man, meaning generic for any person. Any child. And thus, being endowed with such potencies, one can become an unalloyed devotee of the Lord, pure. Anyone favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with his bhakti shakti. And thus, the Lord's followers were able to preach Krishna consciousness by divine grace. Thus, being empowered, they would return to their own villages and they would always chant the holy names of Krishna. They would sometimes laugh, sometimes cry, dance. And these empowered people used to request everyone and anyone, whoever they saw, to chant the holy name of Krishna. Associate with Krishna in this way. And these villagers would also become devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Prabhu would inspire someone, and the ones he would inspire others, and the ones that were inspired by them, they also converted others into devotees. And when others came to see them, they were also converted. In this way, as those men went from one village to another, all the people of South India became devotees. Now, I wanted to show you something very wonderful. Did you practice that? Vinde Namaste. Did you know that one? The melody? Here is a wonderful wood carving from the tree of that Haridas Thakur sat under, Siddhabakul tree. It is carved from that, it is very old. Mahaprabhu himself planted this tree. He planted it, he took one of Lord Jagannath's toothbrushes and placed it in the ground, and it quickly grew into a full tree. And under that tree, Haridas Thakur would sit and chant the holy names of Krishna all day long, every day. And he wasn't poor, because he was experiencing Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from that tree, this carving was made of Mahaprabhu, telling the villagers to chant Krishna's name, instructing them. And you see this one over here, Rishi? He's like you, that size. And you know what he's doing? That little one, your size? Same as your size. Going like this. Mahaprabhu is giving, and he's taking. And that is our process. Mahaprabhu is giving, and we should become like little children and taking from him. Later, before we leave, everyone should come and get the blessings of Mahaprabhu and Siddhabakul. Peace. Now, and if you want to take photo, 2 rupees. No problem. Thus, many hundreds of people became Vaishnavas when they passed the Lord on their way and were embraced by him. In whatever village Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed to accept alms, many people came to see him. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a first-class devotee. And later, they became Seisab Acharya Hai Karila Jagat. They all became teachers or spiritual masters and liberated the world, the entire world. In this way, the Lord went to the extreme southern part of India, and he converted all the provinces to Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his spiritual potency in this way at Navadvipa, but he did manifest them in South India, and he liberated all the people there. Are you from South India? Yeah, see? Are you from South India? You're from North India. Okay, you can come also. You?
From Gujarat.
Gujarat. South? North. North.
North.
North. Northwest. Okay, no problem. Who's from South India? Mahaprabhu liked to preach in South India very much. I think Philippines is part of South India. It looks the same. Huh? Yes, yes. And if one, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his empowering of others can be understood by one who is actually a devotee of the Lord and who has received his mercy. And Srila Prabhupada knew very well about this point. himself, because what he did was impossible. Impossible. Not difficult, but impossible for anyone to do. He landed in New York City with nothing, knowing no one, practically speaking. And by his empowerment, because of that, we are all sitting here today, so far away from there, because he was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Clearly, obviously, it's impossible. Krishna Shakti Nahidina Tar Parvatan. Not possible to do what he did unless one was carrying Krishna Shakti, which is what this is speaking about. And Prabhupada was so fixed and focused, it was incredible. So fixed and focused on one thing, the pleasure of his Guru Maharaj and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Guru Maharaj. So fixed and focused, undeviatingly so, on spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world, throughout the universe, practically speaking. If one does not believe in the uncommon transcendental pastimes of the Lord, he is vanquished both in this world and the next. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj continues. Whatever I have stated about the beginning of the Lord's movement should also be understood to hold as long as the Lord toured South India. Now, here comes a very interesting part of this class and of this chapter. This is the seventh chapter of Madhyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing the tour of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the holy place known as Koma Chetra. And there he saw the deity and offered prayers and obeisances. While at this place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his usual ecstasy of love of Godhead, and he was laughing and crying and dancing and chanting. Everyone who saw him was astonished. And after hearing of these wonderful occurrences, everyone came to see him there. And when they saw the beauty of the Lord and his ecstatic condition, they were all struck with wonder. Just by seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a devotee. They began to chant, Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari. And they were all merged in great ecstasy of love. And they began to dance, raising their arms. They were captivated. Always hearing them chant the holy names of Lord Krishna, others also became Vaishnavas in those villages. He empowered others by his presence, and the others that he empowered, empowered others. This is what happened with Srila Prabhupada too. By hearing the holy name of Krishna, the entire country became Vaishnava. It was as if the nectar of the holy name of Krishna overflooded, inundated the entire country. After some time, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his external consciousness, a priest of the Lord Koma deity gave him various offerings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mode of preaching has already been explained, and I shall not repeat this explanation. In whichever village the Lord entered, his behavior was the same. Now listen carefully. In one village, there was a Vedic Brahmana named Korma. He invited, what was the Vedic Brahmana's name? Yes, you listened so carefully, thank you. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. He invited him with great respect and devotion. This Brahmana brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. He washed his lotus feet, and with his family members, he drank that water. That Korma Brahmana, with great affection and respect, made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat all kinds of food. And after that, the remnants were shared by all the members of the family. Then the Brahmana began to pray, "O my Lord, O my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Brahma, O Brahma." He recognized Mahaprabhu's position as the Supreme Lord. "And these lotus feet, these very lotus feet, have come to my home." Then he said, "Mora bhagira singhanayaya kahan, aji mora slavya haida, janma kula jana, janma kula." He said, "The limit of my good fortune is, there is no limit to my good fortune. It cannot be described. Today, my family, my birth, janma, kula, and tan, and my riches have all been glorified." Usually, we think these are the things that make us glorious. But he was saying, now they are glorified. Everything I have is glorified because you have come. Kripa Kara, by your mercy. Yan Tomaras Tomasangra Sahitena Pare Dukha Vishatarasa. My Lord, kindly show me favor. He had everything on the material side. But in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw that for what it was. It was only valuable, truly, upon his appearance. My Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic. This statement is applicable for everyone, regardless of how rich or prosperous one may be. Narottama Das Thakur has confirmed this statement. Samsara Vishanale Diva Nishi Hiya Jale. He states that the materialistic way of life causes a burning in the heart. And one cannot make any provisions for the troublesome life of the material world. We try so hard to set ourselves up in such a way that we won't suffer. But material life equals suffering because there's an incompatibility between us who are spiritual and the material world, which is always shifting and changing, and we, being eternal souls in relationship with Krishna, are eternal souls in relationship with Krishna. It is a fact that one may be very happy as far as riches are concerned, and one may be very opulent in every respect, yet one has to manage the vishyas, the senses, to meet the demands of the body and of so many family members and subordinates. A man gets married thinking what? Thinking that I'm going to enjoy and I'm going to be the master, so to speak. But one is constitutionally a servant. And that's all we can ever be. And that's all we will ever do. And there is difficulties. It's unavoidable. One has to take so much trouble to minister to others. And therefore, Narottama Das Thakur prays, Visha Chari Kava Shuddha Habiman. One must become free from the materialistic life, thinking that I'm going to be happy by configuring somehow or another the material energy and I'll be happy somehow or another is the greatest illusion. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that if one realizes this one simple point, that no situation in the material world, regardless of what it is, can make me happy. If one actually realizes that, he says, that such a person has taken the greatest step forward in spiritual life by that one realization, even though it's not a spiritual realization in and of itself. But we see that as we try to go forward in spiritual life, we tend to look backwards and think, if only I have done that, and only I could have had that, and if I grabbed that and squoze that and enjoyed that. There's such a strong tendency to take steps forward at the same time. Did you ever try to walk forward while looking backwards? Huh? Excuse me? Really? It's not a good way to proceed, but that is the tendency that is so strong. Be taking one step forward and two steps back, and one step forward and one step back, and two steps forward and one step back. Looking backward because we can say two reasons. One is we're not completely convinced that something in the material world cannot make us fully satisfied. And the other one is we don't get enough satisfaction on the spiritual side, so therefore we look backwards. We look in the wrong direction. So Prabhupada says, thus one must become free from the materialistic way of life. And the next sentence says how to do that. And really, this is the only way. One has to merge himself in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Param drisvana vartate. You know what that means? It's got to do with a higher taste. Yeah, very good. In other words, one cannot relish transcendental bliss without being freed from the materialistic way of life. It appears that this brahmana named Korma was materially very happy, for he expressed his family tradition as Janmakula Dana. And now being glorified, he wanted to leave all these material opulences. He wanted to travel with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now who would not want to do that if Mahaprabhu came and we were hearing again and again in the description of his activities, there was an incredible emanation of ecstasy continuously coming from this person. And it was overflooding, touching like electricity. You touch electricity, you get shocked. His association was shocking. Here I am thinking that I'm having a good time, and suddenly I touch ecstasy. And suddenly I see the materialistic way of life for what it is. I see my consciousness, my petty, selfish consciousness for what it is. It's misery, it's suffering. And I face the fact that I've been trying to hide from myself for so long. I tried to get my opulences together. This is, I saw on the plane, there was a... sometimes they say what movies are going to be shown. So there was one saying about this advertising company took this beautiful man and beautiful wife, and they set them up in a very opulent town, and they gave them the best car and the this and everything. And what they were trying to do is get everyone completely envious of them and keep up with them, and therefore sales would increase in everything. So if you wanted your car brand to sell, you would pay this advertising company to place that particular car with these people. And then people would become envious and think these people are so wonderful and so perfect. And they would also buy that in your car. And they were putting on the show of an ideal couple who had everything. And of course, they probably ended up shooting each other or something like that, but because otherwise it would have been very much of a plot in the movie. But that's what it is. When reality is something completely different, There's a little noise coming from our kirtan machine over there. Reality is something different. Even if we have all the trappings, the accoutrements of success, everything, gold watches and rings on every finger and every limb, and the best of this and the best of that, and we've succeeded in making everyone envious of us, which is the perfection of our life, and we have a long stretch limousine that has blackened windows. They have to have blackened windows, tinted windows, because then everyone will think, what wonderful person is inside? You can see it's an ordinary fellow with two ears and a pair of glasses, then it wouldn't be there. And then he opens the door, and there he is. But it's empty. It's empty. It's zeros. In the presence of Mahaprabhu, in the presence of the sun, in the presence of the ecstasy, which is the soul's inheritance, his natural consciousness, was obvious. He said, I want to leave. I want to leave my Janmakula Dhan, my wealth, my family, my tradition. I want to bathe in this endless stream of ecstasy emanating from you. What you have, I want. And Mahaprabhu replied, don't speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always. Prabhu kahe, achevat kabuna kavi. Don't say this again. Grihe rahi, don't leave. But instead, Krishna nama naranta laiva. Always, always chant Krishna's names. Now these purports of Prabhupada here are so important for us to not only hear and speak about, but to deeply understand and of course apply. Prabhupada's purport. It is not advisable in this age of Kali to leave one's family suddenly, for people are not trained as proper brahmacharis and grihasthas. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the Brahmin not to be too eager to give up family life. Don't change the externals too quickly. Such a tendency, always wanting to change the externals. Well, the real thing that has to be changed is the internal, the consciousness. It would be better to remain with his family and try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly under the direction of a spiritual master. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If this principle is followed by everyone, there is no need to accept sannyas. In the next verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises everyone to become an ideal householder by offenselessly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and teaching the same principle to everyone he meets. Offenselessly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and teaching, preaching. To whom? Everyone he meets. Become an ideal householder, not by getting a stretch limousine necessarily, although that might be useful for some people for their preaching, and not by any other means necessarily, not any fixed means. We have our fate, we have our karma, we have our life chalked out already in motion, our parabdha karma, the karma of this body that's already spinning and making us spin. But become an ideal householder by offenselessly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And this is the basic process of spiritual advancement, or the essence, foundational process of spiritual advancement that Srila Prabhupada taught us, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made the foundation of his mission, and it is taught by Mahaprabhu in the same way. To chant Krishna's name without offense. And then the result will come. And teach the same principle to everyone he meets. And then the next verse is very famous. Yari deka tari kaha Krishna upadesh amara agyai. This part, the second part, everyone doesn't know like they know the first part. Amara agyai. Agyai means order. Amara means my, the object. Possessive pronoun, excuse me. Amai order, amara agyai, guru hai, become guru, tare desh, and deliver this land, this country. Yari deka tari kaha Krishna upadesh. Yari deka, whoever you see, tari kaha, whoever you meet, you give them Krishna upadesh. You instruct them about Krishna. And in doing this, amaragya, on my order, not because you want to sit on the big seat or anything like that, but on my order as a servant, Guru Hai, become Guru, Tare Desh, and deliver whoever you come in contact with. It is weighty, but it becomes more weighty. Here's Prabhupada's translation. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna. This is what Mahaprabhu told them. Don't leave home, don't speak like this again. Instead, instruct everyone to stay at home and chant continuously, and instruct everyone to follow the order of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. To the Prophet's purport. This is the sublime mission. What does sublime mean? Huh?
Pure.
Yes, it's all these things. But glorious. Glorious. Not easy, but extremely glorious. This is the sublime mission. But glorious, wonderful, exalted. Like exalted. Mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What is this verse? Yari deka tari taha Krishna Pradesh amara gyai guru hai tare desh. This is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society. But that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If one is a little literate, he can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is so much the better. These works are now available in an English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. Instead of living engrossed in material activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement and chant the Hare Krishna mantra at home with their families. One should also refrain from sinful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. And then further down in the purport. The real purpose of human life is to attain the spiritual platform and return to Godhead. That is the summum bonum, the topmost position of spiritual realization. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his advice to the Brahmana Korma. That is, one should stay at home, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and preach the instructions of Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. These are especially for the householders, obviously. If someone has the ability, the potency, the training, the resolve, the determination, and the situation to avoid any entanglement and keep their life simple and focused only without distraction on the spiritual platform, that is wonderful, most wonderful. But again, this is how we began our classes. Mahaprabhu took sannyas because he was determined on the spiritual quest. Does that mean that everyone should take sannyas immediately or no spiritual life? No. In every situation, there is encouragement. There is a need for people in all situations to be pure and intent on surrendering to the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, like Srila Prabhupada. And this type of surrender is what we were hearing about yesterday, is that when the individual soul aligns himself, makes his identification with Krishna and Krishna's will and Krishna's desire instead of the usual in the material world where people try to be happy independently of Krishna. Instead, surrender means to have an identification of oneself as my life, my existence is meant for Krishna's pleasure. And this actually will bring me pleasure. This is Krishna Upadesha. Now, here's an interesting point. To me, it was interesting. That if here I am, in sort of my materialistic life and trying to swim my way through and get some light, and it's such a struggle to pull myself up and get my head above the water. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to my house and suddenly the sun has arrived and the darkness is gone. And therefore, naturally, the Korma Brahmana, who was very pure, recognizes the difference between darkness and light, between misery and happiness. And naturally, he wants to stay in the presence of the sun continuously. Because after all, Mahaprabhu is a wandering sannyasi and moving from place to place to place to place. There's no stopping him. We saw this from the very beginning. He went to the house. He left Navadvip. Everyone was crying. He left. They all met him at Advaita Charger's house. They were ecstatic in his association. He left, and they were crying. He stopped by one place after the next on the way to Jagannath Puri, enlightening everyone, causing them to experience ecstasy, instructing them. But he kept moving. He went to Jagannath Puri specifically to meet Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he brought into the movement of Krishna consciousness Ramananda Roy and even Maharaj Prataparudra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was such a key person. But then he left. And everywhere he leaves, there are people who are fainting and crying.
and he leaves. So naturally, Nityananda Prabhu, none of the devotees could want it to be separate from him for a moment. So naturally, Kama Brahmana wasn't foolish. An ocean of nectar had arrived in his house. Why would he let it go? Or it was going to go. Why would he want to stay behind? He wasn't attached. And Mahaprabhu told him, don't talk like this. This is what you should do. You should stay here, chant Krishna's names, and deliver others. But then, what is the question that comes up? Well, how am I going to do this without you being right there with me? When the sun leaves, when the sun sets, it becomes dark again. And that is completely pertinent to what Mahaprabhu next tells him. Kabuna vidibe tomara visya taranga. Punarapiye tane means tane is here, in this place. Punar again, Pabe, you will be able, Mona Sangha. You will again have my association in this place, and the material modes of nature, material life, and all the sufferings, they will not touch you. They will not stop you, and you will have my association if you follow the instructions I just gave you. You will keep the sun of my presence within your heart, within your life, within your home, continuously, and you don't have to fear ignorance, maya, or darkness if you follow these instructions. You will be with me, or rather, I will be with you. Always. I'll read Prabhupada's translation. He further advised, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, further advised the Brahmana Kama. If you follow this instruction, Amara Gai Guru Ampai, Tare Desh, Yare Deke Tare Kaha, Krishna Upadesh, and chant yourself properly, defenselessly. And do this. If you follow this instruction, your materialistic life at home will not obstruct, get in the way of your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, these orders, we will again meet here. Or, rather, you will never lose my company. We will always be together in this way. Because this is the issue that we've seen from the beginning. What was the first instruction? Does anyone remember the instructions that Mahaprabhu gave the devotees in Nabadweep? He was going to leave. What did he tell them? There were two things.
Stay at home and return to home.
What were the two things he said that you'll get my association in with? Yes, I am there in my deity form and in the form of the holy name. And actually, we didn't read it yesterday, but he gave the same instruction to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked him, what should I do to progress in spiritual life? What kind of sadhana should I perform? And he said, Nama Sankirtan, chant the names of Krishna. He was the greatest scholar, and he gave him the same instructions he gave everyone else. Because it's the same instruction for everyone. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam. Everything else we do must be accompanied by the holy names. Because Krishna is there in the holy names. He and his name are the same. We can actually be with Krishna if we chant his holy name. We can actually be with Krishna, with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by worshipping his deity.
we can actually experience Krishna in these books, Puranako Dinodita, in the Bhagavatam. We can actually be with Krishna always and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously if we follow this instruction about preaching. If we see our purpose, our activity, what we are doing in our house is the service of an ashram. Service, not me as the enjoyer. Because that is the materialistic way of life. And if we give up the materialistic way of life and see myself as a servant, and here's my order from my master, Amara Agyai Guru Hai Tare Desh, on his order, this is why I do it, even though I'm completely unqualified. And then we'll always be with Mahaprabhu. We'll be in the presence of the sun and there won't be any darkness. This is what he's saying. So these are the ways we won't be alone. We won't be abandoned. Here's Prabhupada's purport. This is an opportunity for everyone. Now, examine the word everyone. Is anyone here outside of that word? I mean, doesn't fit into that category? Because as long as you're someone, you're part of the category of everyone. So if there's someone who's someone, raise your hand. And obviously if someone who's not someone, raise your hand. You were listening. That's pretty good. If someone who's not someone, raise your hand. Of course, if the person's someone, he can't be not someone at the same time. So I noticed no one's raised their hand. So this that's everyone. This is an opportunity for everyone. If one simply follows the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of his representative and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, teaching everyone as far as possible the same principle, the contamination of the materialistic way of life will not even touch him. It does not matter whether one lives in a holy place like Vrindavan, Navadvipa, or Jagannath Puri, or in the midst of European cities where the materialistic way of life is very prominent. If a devotee follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lives in the company of the Lord. Wherever he lives, he converts that place into Vrindavan and Navadvipa. That means that materialism cannot touch him. This is the secret of success for one advancing in Krishna consciousness. This is for everyone. Next verse. At whosoever home Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his alms by taking prasad, he would convert the dwellers to his Sankirtan movement and advise them just as he advised the Brahmana named Kaur. Some more advice for this. Please listen carefully. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explained here very nicely. One who surrenders to him, that means accepts his order upon his head and becomes one in heart with him and thereby qualified to develop bhakti. One who surrenders to him and is ready to follow him with heart and soul does not need to change his location, nor is it necessary for one to change status. One may remain a householder, a medical practitioner, an engineer, or whatever. It doesn't matter. One only has to follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra and instruct relatives and friends in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. One has to learn humility and meekness at home, following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in that way, one's life should not try to be artificially advanced devotee, thinking, I am a first-class devotee.
Me.
Such thinking should be avoided. It is best not to accept disciples. One has to become purified at home by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and preaching the principles enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, one can become a spiritual master and be free from the contamination of material life.
Continue.
While on his tour, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spend the night at a temple or on a roadside, whatever. Whenever he accepted food from a person, he would give him the same advice he gave the Brahmin in Angkor. He adopted this process until he returned from a South Indian tour to Jagannath Puri. Thus, Srila Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, I've described the Lord's behavior elaborately in the case of Koma. In this way, you will know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings throughout South India. Thus Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remain at night in one place, and the next morning after bathing, he would start again, traveling, walking on his tour. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, the Brahmin Korma followed him for a great distance. But eventually, Lord Chaitanya took care to send him back home. Now, there was also one Brahmin named Vasudeva, who was a great person, suffering from leprosy. Indeed, his body was filled with living worms. Although suffering from leprosy, the Brahmin Vasudeva was enlightened. There was no darkness. As soon as one worm fell from his body, he would pick it up and place it back again in the same location. Then one night, Vasudeva heard Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived. This was in the village of Koma. He heard that at night, and in the morning, he, this leper, Brahmin leper, came to see the Lord at the house of Koma. He was in the most difficult of circumstances, an exalted person. And he heard of the arrival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a volcano of ecstasy. And he wanted, of course, to see him. So first thing in the morning, he went there. And when he came to Korma's house to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was told, he had already gone. Fell to the ground, unconscious. How miserable he must have felt. He had missed that opportunity just by hours or even minutes. While he was lamenting due to not being able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately returned to that spot and embraced him. Why did he come back? He had already gone. What pulled him back? He missed him, but this devotee, even not having seen Mahaprabhu, wanted to see him so much he thought his life was useless without the association of Mahaprabhu. Not even for a minute. A second having seen him. Mahaprabhu immediately came back to that place. My dear devotees, is there something we might learn from that? If we are feeling bereft, all we have to have is the most difficult thing: full sincerity. then immediately tell them solved. Don't look outside. Look inside for that. And therefore, so much of the instructions of Krishna consciousness are really instructions to maintain and increase our desire, our sincere desire to be devotees, to be servants of Krishna. We do this, we don't do that. We don't talk to these people, we don't eat that kind of food. But why? Why? It's just to all to protect our desire. Because that, mixed as it may be, small as it may be, that spark is our wealth. And it is our only wealth. Because all else, including our body, will perish in time. And it won't be long either. Life passes. We should know what our wealth really is. And we may have so many other mixtures in our consciousness and other desires, but we want that spark to grow. Our sincere desire to be a servant of Krishna. When Mahaprabhu touched him, embraced that leper, both the leprosy and the distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudeva's body became very beautiful to his great happiness. He didn't think, who will take care of my worms? He was okay. He moved on. The Brahmin Vasudeva was astonished to behold the wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think he cannot transform everything into something wonderful. And he began to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, touching the Lord's lotus feet, something spoken by Sudama Vipra, Sudama Brahman, when he saw Krishna. He said, who am I? I'm a sinful, poor Brahma Bandhu. Kaham Dridra Papiyam. I'm sinful and poor. Krishna, Sri Chaitanya. And who is Krishna? He is the abode of the goddess of fortune. Brahma Bandur Iti Smaham. This is who I am. I'm no qualification. Babubyam Pari Mabhiha. But that Lord has nevertheless embraced me with his sword. The Brahmin Vasudeva continued. Oh, my merciful Lord. Such mercy is not possible for ordinary living entities. We should know where to look when we need help. And we should be bereft of our lords, because that is where to look. Such mercy can be found only in you, he said. Upon seeing me, even a sinful person goes away due to my bad bodily odor. Yet you have touched me. Such is the independent behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does it mean, Swatantra Ishwara? Yeah, he's the independent Lord. So what is the meaning in this? What did he say? What did the previous leper, the exalted person, what did he say? Even a sinful person goes away, went away due to my situation with this leprosy and bad, horrible smell coming from my body. Yet you touched me. You overlooked this disqualification that made even ordinary people abhor me and hate me and not even want to see my face. If you've been in a place where there are lepers, do you look at them? Did you ever? Do you look at them or not? When you see people who are mangled and you don't, you look the other way. But Krishna, in the form of Mahaprabhu, was so kind. Not only did he look at him, he came back. And not only did he come back and look at him, he embraced him. And he said, "You are Swatantra Ishwara. You do as you like. You have no counter programs running complexes." What is it that made him come back? What attracted him to come back? And then avoid all his disqualifications. What was it in him?
Desire.
He was exalted. He was compassionate. And here is another. He was needy, too. So we usually think about neediness as a bad qualification. But it's a bad qualification when we look in the wrong place to fulfill it. But it is the greatest qualification. That's tatra lolya mapimula mekalam. That's the greediness. But listen to this next verse too. Now, it almost sounds funny what he says. He was a leper. The Lord embraced him. And he was transformed into a beautiful person by the Lord's mercy. And being meek and humble, the Brahmin Vasudev worried that he would become proud after being cured by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It sounds almost funny. But this is the way that the mind really does work. I've seen this 1,000 times myself. I could be the most miserable mood, and then Krishna, by his mercy, does a little something or another, and then suddenly I become proud. Immediately. This is the crazy, materialistic, wicked mind. So he was very intelligent. And his fear was, immediately, knowing the flickering, crazy nature of the wicked mind, that I get something just by mercy and I become proud. And he feared it. Because he saw his disqualifications as causing him to feel the need, and the need caused him to need Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu came. And then the opposite of that is pride. Pride means I don't need anyone. And then there's no need of Mahaprabhu when he's gone. He's out of here. No need of mercy. Goes. So when this pride is there, mercy goes. So what is the cure for this tendency that I have? That's very real. It's not something you just read about. What is the cure? To stop thinking that I'm better than others. You get some mercy comes and immediately you take it. You take all of the credit, part of the credit, some percentage of the credit, at least something. Or there's no motivation. What's in it for me? Well, Krishna consciousness means to stop thinking what's in it for me and only think what's in it for Krishna. That's what Sharanagati means. That's what surrender means. And that's, therefore, it sounds so easy, but it's so difficult because it's acting on the level of bhakti for Krishna's pleasure. And not act on the materialistic way of life, which means self-centered selfishness. So he actually feared becoming proud. And after looking at it carefully, I thought, this is really wise. And Mahaprabhu told him. In fact, he told him what to do exactly to protect him. He said, chant the Hare Krishna mantra incessantly. And by doing so, he would never become unnecessarily proud. Never. No abhiman. No unnecessary. necessary to pray. No false conception of oneself. Do you remember when we talked about Narada Muni in the first class and how he wandered? Do you remember those three qualities that he had?
He was humble,
self-satisfied, and non-envious. Those three things. Because he was chanting all the time. What time is it? You have that little person in there. It's one of and if they would say the right time, it would even be better. But it's always 2 hours and 15 minutes wrong. If one chants continuously, one is with Krishna continuously, and then by the virtue of being with Krishna, one naturally will be humble because you see it's Krishna's mercy, and one will naturally be self-satisfied because, well, what's better than being with Krishna? And one will be non-envious because envy means you want something that someone else has. And you already have Krishna. He's with you. He's agreed to stay in your company. So Mahaprabhu told him, you chant incessantly. Oh, what happens if I can't chant incessantly? Or think about Krishna or being a servant. Well, then, here we are. We have to gradually make progress. It takes practice. It takes making progress. But we should know where we're going. And we should know the causes of the difficulties we experience. And we should know how to change them so they're working in our favor. If we have difficulties, we should see that means that we have a need. But we usually try to do everything, make external changes in everything. But what's needed is an internal change, and that's surrender. That means calling out to Krishna. And that means being sincere. Oh, sincerity. That's all that's lacking. So we need to just slowly make our way. Can't immediately do it, but we should know what we use our guidance. Use the association with Prabhupada. Maybe we can immediately do it. If we can immediately do it, then we should immediately do it. We should try our best. And then he gave him more advice. He said, preach about Krishna and thus liberate living entities. And if you do that, Krishna will very soon accept you as his devotee. Would you recognize these instructions? Chant incessantly, and it's the same instructions he gave to Korma Brahmana. And this is the same instruction he gave to everyone in South, and it's the same instruction for us. Prabhupada's purport here. Although Vasudev Vipra, so there's one other point that then if we make this attempt, then Krishna will very soon accept him as a devotee. That means that ultimately here we have our attempt. We're raising our hand as high as we can to reach Krishna, but it's always far too short because Krishna is so far away. He's unlimitedly far away for a conditioned soul. So it takes the mercy from Krishna coming down to grab our hand. So that comes. So this is how the mercy, Krishna's disposition towards making us into real devotees will come. Although Vasudeva Vipra was a leper and had suffered greatly, still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cured him. The only return the Lord wanted was that Vasudev preach the instructions of Krishna and liberate all living human beings. That is the process of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Each and every member of this society was rescued from a very abominable condition. But now they're engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. They are not only cured of the disease called materialism, but are also living a very happy life. Everyone accepts them as great devotees of Krishna, and their qualities are manifest in their very faces. If one wants to be recognized as a devotee by Krishna, you should take to preaching work, following the advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, one will undoubtedly attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Krishna himself, without delay. Now, I'll read that one more time. And I want you to, I'm going to ask you in a few minutes if anyone can remember this entire sentence. Yes, there will be an exam at the end of this class. Then, if one takes the preaching word following advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one will undoubtedly attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Krishna himself, without delay. I know some of you, being smart people, just recorded everything. And then at the time when, you know, when raise the hand, just like quickly play it back with the earphone in, and then... After thus instructing the Brahmin Vasudeva in that way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from that place. Did he disappear? On one level, but he also told how he wouldn't ever disappear. Then the two Brahmanas, Korma and Vasudeva, embraced one another and began to cry, remembering the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It would be nice to talk about what qualities were manifested here. Wonderful qualities. One of them being compassion, another being mercy, another being ecstatic and detached. Thus I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reclaimed the leper Vasudeva and so received the name Vasudevamrita Prada. Thus I end my description of the first tour of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his visiting the temple of Korma and his liberating the leper Brahmin Vasudeva. One who hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great faith will surely very soon attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I admit that I do not know the beginning nor the end of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. However, whatever I have written, I've heard from the mouths of great personalities. Prabhupada's purport, part of it. When a person actually revives his consciousness with thoughts of Krishna by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revives his spiritual life and becomes addicted to the service of the Lord. Only then can he act as an acharya. In other words, everyone should engage in preaching, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, one will be very much appreciated by Lord Krishna and will be quickly recognized by him. Actually, a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must engage in preaching in order to increase the followers of the Lord. Thus, by preaching actual Vedic knowledge all over the world, one will benefit all mankind. All devotees, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says, please do not consider my offenses in this regard. And he's just repeating what he has heard from great souls. Please do not consider my offenses in this regard. Your lotus feet are my only shelter. And praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, and always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Not kirtan yet, but just play. Play that other melody that you were playing before. From the one we had with the kirtan. No, the one that Gauravani. Yeah. Now, who remembers that sentence I asked you to remember? Yes. Something about lotus feet. Did everyone remember about getting lotus feet? Yes, remember that. What else did it say? Huh? Undoubtedly, and not only undoubtedly, what else? Without delay. Huh? Attain. Yes. Attain. Huh? Without fail. And not only without fail, without delay. One will undoubtedly attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna himself, without delay. Yes, you all have very good memories. So, I want to tell you something. I want to show you something and tell you something. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could you open the door and show the window? Do you remember that when he went into the see Jagannath for the first time, he fainted. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya spoke to him, and Mahaprabhu said, I will never go close again, it's too dangerous. Instead, I will have darshan by the Garuda Stamba. Now, do you want to see something wonderful?
Yes.
Would you like to see something wonderful?
Yes.
Is there anyone who doesn't want to see something wonderful?
No.
Well, look at this. Now, here's Mahaprabhu standing at the Garuda's stomach. Now, but this isn't the end of all the wonders. Now, Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy looking at Lord Jagannath. And because of that, he would hold on to the Garuda Stamba. And on the Garuda Stamba, his fingerprints were, what's the right word? Impressed also. And also, not only that, but because of his ecstasy, the stone underneath his feet melted, and his lotus footprints, to this day, are in the stone by the Garuda Stamba, as also on the Garuda Stamba are his fingerprints. But that's not all. Once, when I was in Jagannath Puri, of course I could not enter the Jagannath Puri. But one devotee said to me, "You know what I can do?" And I said, "No." And he said, "I know someone who knows someone who can go into the temple at night and put ghee and kumkum over the lotus feet imprinted of Mahaprabhu, and then he will take a cloth, you know, and then he will bring me that cloth. Do you want that cloth?" "No." "Babaji has me." And I said, just like he said. I said, "Yes." And he said, "No." He didn't, huh? Huh? Lotus, and you will be very surprised because it's imprinted in.
Yes, exactly. Now, what was the sentence I wanted you to remember? What was the sentence? The lotus feet of the Lord. One will undoubtedly attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Krishna himself, without delay. And also, Kaviraj Goswami himself said, one who hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great faith will surely very soon attain the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Well, here. Without delay. Wait, a little bit of delay. Okay, well, I Jagannath Prabhu, you organize the system for distributing these. I've learned my lesson.
Make sure you protect your glasses.
But you have to. I want to see the efficiency of your system now.
Okay. After the glasses, we learn.
No, no, you're right now.
No.
Yes, right now. This is the imprint, and this is a photograph of the imprint. Not actually this one, but another one. But there's still more. How many would you like for this? Huh? Then you can have one. If you would like more, as long as there are. Huh?
Sorry?
No, that's the size. But my understanding is because they're impressed in, so you get the edges also. So. Mahaprabhu's lotus footprints are huge. Huh? Yeah. But it's also impressive. Like if you put your feet in the sand, it's big. The imprint is bigger than your foot also. Okay. Now, everyone sit down. But now sit down and do one more thing I would like to do. One more thing. Now, raise your hand if you don't have one of the photos. If you don't have one. That's not coming. Now everyone else sit down. Okay, now, and Nityananda Priya Prabhu,
yeah.
And who else?
Krishnagaraja
Prabhu. And Keshava Prabhu, did Keshava Prabhu get one?
How many do you want to get?
No, get them as many as you want. How many you want?
I'm happy one for myself, okay. And then any other devotees I can get.
Okay, let's just see, make sure the devotees who attended. Okay. Now, everyone, just be quiet now.
And Chaitan, oh, is it, do we have that music? Now, I want you to look at this. Don't put it on the ground because it's holy. It's a lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Now, either looking at the photo, I'm going to ask you to do something mildly impossible, but I want you to hear, meditate, and look at the same time. Now, this is a prayer that was written by Srila Rupa Goswami. And when we finish this prayer, we will end our class. But he gives a benediction at the end of this prayer to anyone who meditates, hears or speaks this prayer, meditating on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, okay, put the rest over here, please. Put them right over here. Right on the table. And did you get one?
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, you have to take 1, 2, 3. 4, 3 or 4. Okay. Now, I want you to do this in all seriousness. And at the end of each stanza, there are 8 slokas. There is one line that says, O son of Sachi, it's a meditation on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. So at that time, when I read each one, I'll ask you to repeat that if you so desire. If you don't desire, you don't have to. Please. How long will it take, do you think? Lord Krishna, you don't have to play harmonium. You can meditate deeply. So please listen carefully. Meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And until we're ready to begin, which will be very soon, you can chant in your mind and try to deepen your consciousness and fill your heart with the best of your desires. You be serious about this truth? Just sit down, and when you're ready, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Never mind, we don't need it. So, are you ready? Yeah, sit peacefully. You can meditate on the lotus feet. said. Don't worry about that. Your lotus feet are worshipped by the devoted Shiva and other demigods. You are splendidly manifested in the city of Lord Jagannath. For the surrendered devotees, you are a Kalpa Vriksha tree. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O son of Sachi,
O Lord,
O giver of liberation,
please be merciful to me,
a great fool.
Neither the great avatars or the great intellectuals headed by Sarvabhauma can properly describe you.
Who is more intelligent than you? I bow down to offer respects to you, O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation. Please be merciful to me, a great fool. O son of Sachi,
O
Lord,
O giver of liberation,
please be merciful to me,
a great fool.
The jewel of pure devotional service, which the Vedic Upanishads have not yet revealed, and the great avatars not described, you are now throwing into this world from the nectar ocean. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O son of Sachi,
O Lord,
O giver of liberation,
please
be merciful to me,
a great fool.
O Lord, whose dancing and ecstatic love fills Lord Shiva with wonder. O Lord, who revealed to the surrendered devotees the nectar of pure devotion. O Lord, who cannot be understood by the proud, the egoists. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O son of Sachi,
O
Lord,
O
giver of liberation,
please be merciful to me,
a great fool.
Out
of your great and splendid mercy, you deliver even the lowborn, and you deliver the sinful. This has made me very happy at heart. I take shelter of you. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O son of Sachi,
O
Lord,
O
giver of liberation,
please be merciful to me,
a great fool. O Lord, who delights the bumblebees of the surrendered devotees with the honey words trickling from your lotus mouth, O Lord, who is an ocean of jewels of the holy name that brings auspiciousness to all people. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O son of Sachi,
O Lord,
O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. Now think of something really foolish and stupid you did recently. Something you're embarrassed about. You feel bad about. O moon-faced Lord. O Lord with glistening, sleepless lotus eyes. O Lord whose smile is like a cluster of flowers. O Lord, whose lips are handsome. O Lord, whose chest is broad. O Lord, whose arms are like two glorious snakes. O Lord, who is as splendid as millions of Kamadevs. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O son of Sachi,
O Lord,
O
Giver of liberation,
please be merciful to me,
a great fool.
O
Lord, as splendid as a golden Kekati flower, I am the most wicked person in the world. Still, even if a person is filled with a great host of faults, you do not see the slightest fault in him. For this reason, O Lord, who is kind to the fallen, I worship you with a humble heart. O Son of Sakshi, O Lord, O Giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, the great fool. O Son of Sakshi,
O Lord,
O Giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O festival of happiness for this world, O pleasure of the heart of Sakshi, O splendid moon of glory, O supreme personality of Godhead, please, Srila Rupa Goswami prays, grant auspicious love for you to those persons who, their hearts filled with meditation on your footprints, hear these eight verses. Please now offer your own personal prayers to Srila Prabhupada, to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Sri Sri Gaunatai, to Sri Sri Radhabalava, to Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And please try to please them. And then offer your humble obeisances. And our seminar.
I knew someone would say that. No, I wasn't.